Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe. It hadn't been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Here, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. Got to be part of the solution. That's really the best way to make it happen. And again, it's getting informed. That's really what makes it happen. That's really what makes it worthwhile. All right? Again, as I said, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. 5563. All right, so here we go. All right, guys, you're making me nuts, but whatever. They're calling it a supreme leak. And again, nobody knows how true this is. So the first report coming out says that the Supreme Court is set to overturn Roe versus Wade. The leaked opinion, or opinions, remember there's more than one, is poised to strike down Roe versus Wade, according to an unprecedented leak of the draft opinion written by Justice Samuel Alito. Now, see, this is the thing. I would hunt this down and find out who the person is who leaked this. And frankly and honestly, yeah, I'd give them some jail time. All right? No, really, seriously. I mean, do we trust anybody? Does your word mean anything? We sign things. Being on a school board, there's certain agreements we sign and agree to. And we should be held liable, responsible, whatever, if we leak something that causes a problem. We should allow this. So according to the leak, the unverified leak, so we're clear. And seriously, I told official opinion is rendered by the court. It's going to be signed. It's going to be released. Nothing changes. However, I will say one thing. All you reporters out there that are saying that Roe versus Wade remains the law of the land, and it's not a law. Why do you think... Okay, use those brain cells that God gave you. If you don't believe in God, Mother Nature, evolution, whatever. Why do you think that recently Congress tried to or started to pass a law making abortion legal in all the states? Because there was no law. Don't remember that in the 70s, all they said was that it was illegal to ban abortion. That doesn't mean by default now it's the law of the land. That's what I find so amazing. The legislators that we keep sending there are so... They're just so uninformed, uneducated. That's simple. Anyway. Now, once it's done, now remember, this is not making, as you know, if you can find the Scalia. He did a lot of speeches. He did a lot of talks at colleges. And seriously, he speaks in the language of the 10th grader, right? 9th, 10th grader. And he makes it easy to understand. And he talks about two things. One of the things he talks about in when it comes to abortion is he said, the Constitution, there is no clause. There's nothing in the Constitution that gives you a constitutional right to an abortion. You have to twist like a pretzel to give it that right. He said, but there's also nowhere in the Constitution that gives us the right to regulate it. Right? Now, remember, he's a Supreme Court justice. He's an attorney. He's choosing his words wisely or carefully, if you will. And he's right. There's nothing in the Constitution that bans abortion. All right? I'll say I disagree with Zoe the other day when I was talking with him about this and say that the states have a right to decide one way or the other. Now, his argument, Zoe's argument, was that, when it comes to godly scenario, no, it's not right. Great. You're suggesting that we are a godly nation. Look at our laws and tell me that. Some of my, my friends, my Christian friends, my religious friends, my spiritual friends, when you run around talking about this as a godly nation, stop. Just stop it. Where? When? When did that happen? What did I miss? Look at the laws we're passing. Look at the laws that we're hailing as wonderful. Right? I mean, a draft opinion of a Supreme Court case, it's just extremely rare. And I can't even imagine. I'm telling you, I want to find out who this person is. Right? And it's hard not to view this as a malicious act. Why would anybody put that out? It gives these people days. Now you know what's going to happen? They're going to have to put out their opinion quickly. That simple. This is the most fundamental obligation of the traditions of the court, as one person put it. This is probably the greatest crisis that Chief Justice Roberts has faced on the court. Joe Mazzini, your host, don't go far. Oh, we got a lot more to talk about. Seriously, we'll be right back.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide super
soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back.
Thank God for electricity. You know what I'm saying?
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you. My God, you know, I went over to Twitter for a minute, and I do mean a quick minute, okay? The left is coming unglued, coming apart. I mean, coming apart at the seams, seriously. And I love. I wish I could find that. God bless. I just responded to it. Representative, or Unrepresentative Omar. Right, she comes out, and she screams, oh, here it is. Overturning Roe would put the lives of women across the country at risk. It would fly in the face of decades of precedent and the overwhelming majority of public opinion. Okay, and they will not stop there. First of all, If you really believed in decades of precedent, then leave the Second Amendment alone. Okay? Leave the First Amendment alone. You don't see anywhere the First Amendment was says, oh, you have freedom of speech except if it has words that hurt you. Or you don't believe in the same God as they do. Or, no, you don't find that anywhere in there. And the Second Amendment does not mean that you can put, I'm sorry, guys, you know, if our founding fathers wanted restrictions put on that, they would have put them on there. Okay? And we can play, I'm not a scholar here, but the bottom line with this, if it doesn't specifically call it out in the Constitution, you don't have a right to change it unless you do it with an amendment. And then when Omar says, what states don't have rights anymore? What happened to the states? They have a right. I mean, according to the Constitution. No, they, you know, somebody just said to me, the left cannot abide by the Constitution. No, they don't know what it is. They want to change it, move around to make it fit what they believe is true. You know, the bad part about all this, I said I wasn't going to talk about this. But it's so hot. I'm enjoying this to no end. I am enjoying how bad this is going to get. They are looking for a reason, first and foremost, about this. Right? This is another reason to start burning down cities. I'm sure. There's no question about it. Number two, this will be a reason for them to gin up all the young people that get their hands on. Look, they're taking your rights away. Look at this. You're not going to be able to do A, B, and C anymore. And if you vote in those, Republicans, oh my God, you're probably going to have to take all the tats off your body and take all the steel out of your face and, oh, they're such terrible people. Unreal, right? I mean, if you keep letting them go the way they're going, everything around you, you're going to have to look at your food, your shelter, your health. Who's going to decide those things for you? Just nuts. And the only thing they care about is they're going to lose their abortion rights. Well, no, actually, they're not. Again, if they would wake up, it goes back to the states. It's really that simple. All right, I'm watching. I want to see what happens here. So right now, there's a large crowd around SCOTUS. Okay? The other thing I find interesting about this, you got people sitting there in front of SCOTUS, and they're giving the finger to the doors. Right? Well, what else? There's nothing else there. They're giving the finger to the doors. And I got to ask you now, let's ask right now, if they make a run on the stairs or breach any window or door in any way, I want to know, is that an insurrection? Will the left call it an insurrection? I'm just curious. You know, and the other thing I love, I think it's wonderful, this place is, first of all, these opinions don't come out during the week usually. Usually they hit on a Friday. Right? I mean, it's sprinkled, but the big ones, the ones that have a lot, they'll come on a Friday. And within, I don't know, minutes, hours of the leak, the crowd around SCOTUS is amazing. But let's go one step further. The signs. Where do they get all these beautiful signs? Where do they get all these pre-made signs? Maybe they had them in their car, I don't know. What do you think? Right? And then you got people, even people fight among themselves, which I think is wonderful. They can't even decide who's right and who's wrong from within their own group. So I would say at this point in time, just a guess here, this is a coordinated leak. No question about it. When you have them come together this fast, under these circumstances, this was totally coordinated. right? I'm sorry. I'm enjoying this way too much. I know I shouldn't. I am, because everything that they say that they don't believe in, the left, is exactly what they're talking about. You've got the group there chanting, burn the place down. So if that's true, and they're chanting that to the Supreme Court building, are they not insurrectionists? Right? I'm just asking. Should we hit them off at the pass? Where's the fire trucks? They need to get there now, just in case. Where's the SWAT team? Where is everybody? And it's going to be hard to blame it on the right. It's going to be hard to blame this on conservatives when they start doing damage to that building, because conservatives aren't fighting against abortion. I mean, fighting against the ruling. New York Times reporter says a lot of the Democrats don't believe that Biden will run in 2024, even though he said so. New York Times reporter Jonathan Martin, he's highly skeptical that President Biden will run for re-election in 24. Now, he said that a million places, Biden. He's let it out other places. He's implied it a lot of places. On Monday, Martin and Times colleague Alex Burns appeared on The View. They promoted their politically buzzed book, This Will Not Pass, which has made a major headline about the turbulent final weeks of the Trump presidency. Oh, I'm sure The View loved him. This is what I'm talking about. They can't even take an opposite view and discuss it openly. Right? Martin expresses amazement at how it's not clear whether the incumbent president will pursue another four-year term. We've not had a first-term president in recent years where it was uncertain whether they're going to run again or not. Well, I don't even think he knows he's president. Just saying. So I'm a senior host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Russia's 10-week invasion of Ukraine has cost the lives of 3,000 civilians.
USA Radio's Tim Burke leads off this hour.
The United Nations made that announcement Monday, but the Office of the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights believes the actual number is much higher. Their figure shows at least another 3,000 have been hurt in the fighting. The UN specifically mentioned multiple regions, including Mariupol, are places where there are allegations of numerous civilian casualties. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer joining the chorus of condemnation against remarks made by Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on Italian television, claiming falsely that Hitler was Jewish.
Mr. Lavrov's comments are just sickening and deserve to be condemned by all who oppose the dangers of anti-Semitism.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We're back. Come with your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I want you guys, my listeners, keep a close eye on what's happening at SCOTUS tonight. Really. So when they break in, right, to SCOTUS, when they break into whatever, to get up on the stairs, to get too close to the doors, let's see if anybody pulls away the barricades to let them in, kind of thing. Let's see which one. Which ones, or which one, you know, gets charged with, I don't know, anything. Anything at all. Because as long as they're pushing back against the Roe versus Wade opinion, oh, well, I'm sure nobody will bother them at all. What do you think? Just curious. Hey, 855 Real Joe, 855. 732-5563. In all seriousness, I would be totally upset if at this point in time, with the technology we have, with the science we have, with what you can see, that if this didn't go, if this went the way of them upholding Roe versus Wade, based on science, yeah, I'd really, really be dismayed. I'd really have a problem. No joke. 855, Real Joe. I'm trying to look. Somebody says to send me what they say is the Supreme Court ruling, but I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it because I don't know it to be true, and I don't want to get caught. All right, I don't want to get caught doing what I tell you guys not to do. All right, we're talking about how the New York Times reporter said that he doesn't believe that Joe will run in 2024. I think they will. I would think at this point, based on what's going on, they won't let him run. Okay. Seriously. So the View co-host, Anna Navarro, she supported Joe Biden in 2020. She defended his honor by pointing out the jokes that he made Saturday at the correspondent dinner, alluding to his 2024 run. But he wants to run. He told people that have been talked to that he plans to run unless there's a big number, and I've talked about this tonight. Unless there's a health issue. If there's a health issue, not going to do it. And many already in the Democrat Party believe he's not going to run, which is why they're scrambling for somebody else. There is no way, and I mean no way, there is no way that they're going to nominate Kamala Harris. They can't do it. She's a buffoon. And every time she opens her mouth on the foreign stage, she shows you how much of a buffoon she is. Right? And have you ever noticed, though, every time the Democrats have an election year struggle, every time they have trouble getting elected in, they always blame it on the media. They always blame it on their inability. Oh, the Republicans, they got the money to get their message out. We don't. Bullpuckies. That's not true. Back to Kamala. She's only been in the Senate for a few years. She doesn't have any relationships in Washington. Her crew is running out on her. Right? She's not able to get that kind of support or play the role that Biden played because he had relationships or has relationships. She has no foreign policy experience. She doesn't even know where these countries are, for God's sake. You would think when you're on the plane on the way out, she would grab an advisor and say, okay, we're going wherever we're going. Where are they? What's their size? Tell me a little bit about them. What do I need to know? What turns them on? What turns them off? So I don't say stupid things. I mean, that would make so much sense to me, wouldn't it? And anyway, you know, there is talk that she actually gets upset when Joey B's staff doesn't stand for her when she walks in the room. So I don't even know what that means. Why do we say, what kind of respect? You know, people will say, well, I respect the office. No. There are idiots in offices all over the place. School boards, water boards, city councils, governorships, senates, assemblies. Come on. I don't stand for the office. Sorry. If you degrade the office like Billy Bob Clinton did, why should I stand for that office? The Biden inner circle is overwhelmingly white. It's largely male. They've largely been with Biden forever. Right? And nobody is really excited by or interested in Kamala. And there's a whole bunch of speculation about Democrats potentially competing in a primary against Joe. Now he's at historic lows when it comes to, you know, polling. Washington Post recently ranked Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg above Vice President Harris, who also has poor favorability. See, you have to stop and think. Either the Democrats are just flaming idiots or geniuses. Because Joey B, who truly had problems all the way through the candidacy, and Kamala Harris, who had to drop out because she couldn't hit 1%. And yet, so they take the guy with dementia, and the person that could get better than 1%, and somehow they thought that was a strong team. I'm actually of the opinion now they chose both of them because they knew they could control them. There's no other. When Joey walks around most of the time saying they're telling me this, they're telling me that, they told me not to answer questions, that doesn't sound like a leader to me. That sounds like somebody's being dragged around on a leash. I mean, seriously. When are you going to do, again, if you Democrats, if you vote Joey B in again, I don't know what I'd say to you. I'd have total, not that you care, but there'd be no respect. You'd actually be making George Washington's case, is that parties, people would care more about the party than they would about the country eventually. That has proven to be a true statement. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, a lot. When we come back from the break, not that we're going there right this second, but the several stories about Christians. Yeah, I'm going to end up on the Christian thing. How a Christian law student is being punished by a university for speaking about their faith. All right? The Christian college banishes Franklin Graham. Franklin Graham's Operation Christmas Child. Christian college banning an operation called Christmas Child. It's just, I got nothing. When Dems have the, I started to tell you before, when Dems have an election year of struggle, the media blames the messaging woes. Like the Dems don't know what they're doing, right? You know, President Barack Obama strolled by reporters during a visit to the White House. You know, he was asked what he'd tell the Democrats facing daunting midterm elections, right? He said, we got a story to tell. We just need to tell it. What's your story? Higher gas prices? Higher food prices? I mean, really, truly, what is the story? People living on the edge thinking it's over almost every day? Now, Obama claimed that Democrats simply needed to message better their problems and how they solved them. 2 days earlier, now listen to this, Hillary told Meet the Press that we've got a great story to tell, we need to get it out there. Now, what's funny about this is, if you go back a couple of weeks ago, Hillary was also in the EU telling them they needed to clamp down on their social media. They needed to clamp down on the media, period, and make sure the message was getting out properly. Wow. And then you see that happening here. I never believed that the global group had that much power. Because of egos, more than anything. And I think that they do at this point. And I think Donald Trump really upset them because he didn't buy into it. Wasn't interested in it. Double Senior Host, be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more I want to talk about.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Now with orders. orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Go with your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's the best way to be. And seriously, just be part of the solution. Not that hard. And the way you do, I was during that whole break, I was trying to read the opinion, the leaked opinion. And one of the things I know, and I got through quite a bit of it, it's 98 pages, by the way. I got through like 11 pages. But what I loved in it is it's something. I met with the people from Students for Life like 8 years ago, 10 years ago. If you don't know who they are, they're pro-life students that are on campuses across the country. And they're a Christian organization. And when I met with them, we talked, and they kept talking about God. You know, I'm a God guy. And I said, this is why you're losing, because you're going, and not that they changed their way because of me, but you're going at this all wrong. You're going at this because God doesn't want it. And he doesn't want it. But the bottom line with it is, we're not a godly country anymore. Just look, again, I said it earlier, Look at the laws. You want to feel like this is a Christian country? You want to feel like that, you know, that we have Christian principles? Look at the laws that we're passing. Look at the laws the states are passing. All right? So anyway, the thread, I kept telling them, stop talking about God and talk about life. When does life begin? When is it a baby? When is it viable? You know, in the show we did last week, I kept talking about, we'll take baby steps. I don't have to have it all in one shot. Let's take baby steps. Let's get this. I'd love it if it happened all in one shot. So anyway, the opinion in the first few pages of SCOTUS, when you go down it, they specifically talk about the fact that the case against abortion, against Roe versus Wade, was very good because they gave scientific data. They told you where to find it, what it was, who put it out. So they gave the court actual science to work with and deal with. Where frankly and honestly, remember, in the 70s, we didn't have this kind of science. The ability wasn't there for this kind of thing. We didn't have, well, they call it 4D imaging. Right? And the, again, I go to this, I'm sorry, I'm just, I wrote some notes, so I'm kind of trying to read off of those. But they didn't have this kind of science in the 70s, so there was no way, absolutely no way, for them to know what this thing looked like and what it was. And frankly, honestly, nobody's going to tell you. Because it defeats their purpose, does it not? So again, I say to you, you know, the way to beat these things, the really way to do these things, when you're approaching, we've learned from the other side, we should have, if we haven't, then shame on us. We've learned from the other side, though, lay it out. Now, they use emotion, I got it. But for the longest time, they didn't. They used science, they used what they perceived to be fact. Right? So if they're doing that, we should be doing the same thing. We should not give them an out. Right? Really. Oh, and you know the beauty behind all this, too? I know. I'm sorry. But I'm enjoying it. Right? Can you imagine all the meltdowns happening at that Met Gala tonight in New York? These people must be having a heart attack. Seriously. Anyway, Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be great to see how this turns out in the morning, how much damage they've done. I don't want them to do any damage, don't get me wrong. But you know they can't control themselves. No way. I mean, two wins, in my humble opinion, for the Constitution today. When was the Supreme Court saying that the Christian flag may fly at Boston City Hall? Some of you need to Google that and find out that the city of Boston was not willing. They would fly any other flag, but not the Christian flag. Because that might give the impression that the city was pushing Christianity. I mean, it would be great if people would go back and actually study history. Right? Truly study what our founding fathers wanted. And even get away from that. Go to the individual states. Go to the individual major cities. Are you out of your mind? They were all into God. And as usual, we know better. This enlightened society. We know so much more now. So now the Christian flag can fly. Boston is threatening not to fly any flag. So they're so stuck up on God. They hate God and godly people so much that they're now threatening, well, if you make us fly the flag, we just won't fly any. Just amazing. All right. Christians, you need to take back the culture. You really do. You gave it up. You hid in the closet long enough. You know, I know some of you heard the story about TV. It was offered. A lot of, when TV first came out, it was offered to many pastors. Many pastors were given the opportunity to do their sermons live. No cost. You see, the stations needed, you know, content. And back then, we were a more godly nation. I wouldn't even say Christian. We were a more godly nation. Many people, the vast majority of inhabitants went to church on Sunday, attended some kind of service. And they could have sewn up the TV world, but it was from the devil. Anything they didn't understand was from the devil. That's right, you know, really. And we still have some churches like that today. Just nuts. So, you know, Christians have to get registered to vote. They have to elect godly men and women to stop all this insanity. And I'm not talking about hardcore right-wing Christian nut jobs. That's not what I'm talking about. You know, some of the ones that want a dress code from neck to ankle for girls. No, that's not the ones I'm talking about. But this is going to stop, right? Now, Chris Hughes, you know, a Christian activist, he started an incredible organization called Citizens for American Foundation. I haven't talked about this group before, but you can look it up online. And right now, I think it's in Memphis, right? They had a big conference. They had a lot of people show up for this conference. And the bottom line was it was to encourage Christians to get back involved, back engaged. Right? That they needed to be involved and engaged in this stuff, or they couldn't complain about what was going down. Right? That simple. Now, they called it the Culture Engagement Summit. I think they have it citizensforamericanfoundation.com. Citizensforamericafoundation.com. Citizensforamericafoundation.com. You'll see some of the videos about what went down that day. Dr. Robert Jeffers, great speaker on the Constitution and the Word of God. Right? Mark Meadows was there. He's the one doing the Constitution of States. Just so many people were there. And they talked in great length about having to take back your schools. Take back your government. And the reason they say, really seriously, the reason they say take back is because at one point in time we did control it all very easily. Real simple. And we gave it up, like we always do. Because we didn't want the other people to feel bad. Give me a break. No joke. I mean, give me a break. This is ridiculous. You know, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. When did we get to live out our lives? When we get to live out our beliefs? Our founding fathers wanted it that way. And don't say they didn't, because they did. And this is where I say to people, stop reading the far left and the far right publications. Go right to finding the letters of our founding fathers, what they wrote to each other, what they wanted. If they wanted it, and you're enjoying the life that you're living in this country, what are you doing to make it better, to make it strong, to make sure that others after you keep it? Look, I want you to think about something. Our founding fathers knew that whatever they were doing was really going to kick in the next generation, not theirs. Yet they would reap some of the rewards, but not theirs. So I've got to ask you point blank. Really, seriously. Right? Are you willing to do for the next generation? Honestly. That's a thought I'm going to leave you with. I want your answer. Joe Messina, your host. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. We're here all week. Hopefully you'll join us.